Welcome to Bike for Life Stories. Stories from cycling all over the world that will amuse, teach, inspire, and make you think. Written by Roy M. Wallach. Today's selection, it will break your legs and blur your vision. The legendary La Ruta de los Conquistadores, the hardest bike race in the world. I look back on it now as my gringo hallucination, a relentless sombrero-clad campesino, steadily gaining on me no matter how hard I try, raises his massive 3.5-foot-long machete. A tropical grim reaper sent here to put foreigners out of their misery, he's about to let loose a swift, silent whoosh that will cleanly sever my bike-helmeted head and send it bouncing, coconut-like, back down the 500-foot incline from which it came. One consolation, at least my sweaty brow's final resting place at the bottom will be a cool river, not this nostril-clogging, perspiration-dripping, eye-stinging humidity. My God, the crazy things you think of when you're in the dense rainforest of Costa Rica, halfway through a day of mountain biking, 79 miles with 11,000 vertical feet of elevation gain. Your mind wanders. You begin to filter out spectacular scenery in primitive upcountry villages as you embark on yet another 2-mile-per-hour granny gear climb, probably walking more than you've ever walked a bike and falling more in mud-slick rocks than you've ever fallen in your life, and stopping to wash out your dry train in a river for the first time in your life. You forget about the shrieks of howler monkeys and macaws and toucans echoing through the trees. You spend all your time praying for flat spots, or no more mud, or less rain, or more shade to block the broiling sun, which is simultaneously drenching you in blinding, sticky sweat, or baking it into a salty white residue on your jersey. You get tunnel vision, aware only of the tiny micro world down around your front wheel, the jarring, mismatched rocks that pass for a road, and the tiny conga line of ants carrying leaves and sticks across it. So you can imagine my shock when, 3/4 of the way up another ridiculously steep 15-degree jeep path, I suddenly noticed that machete-wielding farm worker just an arm's length away from me. Yes, the solar glint off his blade momentarily set off my paranoid gringo imagination. But more than that, I quickly realized that this was the same guy I'd hurriedly passed by down at the river crossing 10 minutes earlier and forgotten about. Now, this sandal-clad pedestre was about to walk right past me. That was too much for a lifelong cyclist. I stood up out of the saddle and cranked like a madman, momentarily lurching ahead of the campesino. But in the next instant, I yelped in pain and almost fell over. My right quadriceps muscle seized up, felt like it ripped right off the bone. And as I got off the bike and hobbled to the side, Mr. Machete passed me without a sideways glance. As I came to discover, my experience was not uncommon at the most brutal mountain bike race of all time, La Ruta de los Conquistadores. La Ruta, translated as the Route of the Conquistadors, is the granddaddy of the mountain bike stage race. Founded in 1992, it was the first modern multi-day off-road event. It's been copied all over the world by longer events like Europe's Transalp Challenge, Canada's BC Bike Race, and South Africa's Cape Epic. Each of them are a week long. La Ruta is just 3 days. But it is still revered as the benchmark of the breed, a unique must-do adventure like no other. Named for the Spanish conquistadors who blazed the first trails on unexplored lands here in the 1500s, La Ruta is designed for maximum beauty and maximum pain. Stretching 200 miles from Pacific Ocean to Caribbean Sea, it snakes in and around rainforest, 12,000-foot volcanoes, banana plantations, and farmlands, alternately drenching you in humidity and rainfall, freezing you in high elevation descents, and bogging down bike and body in endless mud, and more mud. When you are not gasping for breath on the primitive one-lane rock roads and winding donkey paths, you're holding your breath, baby-stepping across ramshackle railroad bridges high over raging rivers. You're also struck by the number of schools in backcountry villages, which explains why Costa Rica has the highest educational level in Latin America. They are as ubiquitous as the endless green jungle, the world-class whitewater rivers, and the sights and sounds of sloths and iguanas and resplendent quetzal birds cackling and screeching all around you. An ecotourist mecca, Costa Rica has been called the most biodiverse place in the world by National Geographic because it packs a full 5% of Earth's species of birds, plants, and animals onto just 0.1% of the planet's landmass. A double-sided funnel between two continents that crams hot coastal plains and five steep, often impassable mountain ranges together on a narrow isthmus about the size of Denmark, it isn't passed through easily. A quick look at a guidebook's topographical map explains why it took Spanish General Juan de Cavallon, the conqueror of Costa Rica, a year to lead 100 men, horses, cannon, and wagons from coast to coast in the year 1561. Roman Urbina was impressed when he read about it. A whitewater river and adventure guy from San Jose with a degree in marketing from the University of Florida, he became a local legend in 1991 by staging a 25-kilometer Save the Turtles swim across the west coast polluted Golfo de Nicoya. The next year, when he read a story about de Cavallon's Moses-like trek across Costa Rica, he had a brainstorm. Why not mountain bikes instead of horses? And La Ruta was born. And so were the mental delusions, all-body muscle spasms, severe dehydration, and bloody 40-mile-per-hour crashes this event is now known for. La Ruta is Costa Rica's biggest race in all the papers and on the nightly news. Riders from 50 countries have competed, including curious world champion pros, ranging from mountain bike legends Inga Juarez to the infamous Lance Armstrong. All of them come away from the event Urbina calls a pilgrimage of pain, with a keen understanding of Juan de Cavallon's medieval Spanish warning. As macha carna las piernas y nubara la mirada. The chilling translation, it will break your legs and blur your vision. In 1997, when I did my first La Ruta, I was no stranger to monster endurance bike rides. With dozens of double centuries, a 24-hour solo, and the legendary 760-mile, three-day Paris-Brest-Paris randonnée in France under my belt. Not knowing of La Ruta, I assumed a mere 200-mile ride in 3 days was no problem, but I had no idea what I was getting into. When I finished day one, just under the 13-hour cutoff, double the time of the leaders and 93rd out of the 97 who finished that day, 20 dropped out, virtually every muscle on my legs from calf to butt was lurching into spasms so violent that I literally could not walk. The inner thigh of my right leg was a bloody, stinging, grapefruit-sized mess. The crotch pad of my cycling shorts had sandpapered its way through my skin. A drop of sweat on it scalded like acid. My triceps seized up whenever I stood up to climb on the last half of the ride. When it was over, I shuffled to the van in tiny, dragging steps of a 1,000-year-old man, crying and whimpering. At least I finished, I consoled myself. But 12 hours later, I realized that a bigger problem loomed. There were two more days to go. The story continues on the second tape.